It's The Record from KUOW with David Hyde. I'm Marcy Silman. It's January the 3rd. How's that New Year's resolution thing going? Maybe you ran 5 miles at daybreak, or maybe you gave up after you put on your running shoes. If the latter sounds more like you, well, don't worry about it. In fact, you might want to do even less than that. That's according to BJ Fogg. He's a behavioral psychologist at Stanford University. For about 20 years, Fogg's been studying how people actually change their behavior. And he says we should forget about making big changes. Just focus on tiny habits like doing one push-up a day or flossing one tooth. Fogg calls this method tiny habits, and I asked him to explain what that meant.
Well, first and foremost, as you pick a new behavior that you actually want in your life, and then you scale it back to make it really small, so tiny. For example, if it's, you know, you want to floss your teeth, you scale it back to just floss one tooth. If you want to exercise every day, you scale it back to a small behavior, such as just put your walking shoes out where it will remind you to put them on and so on. So number one, make it really small. Number two, find where that new behavior fits naturally in your routine. And in the tiny habits method, you pick a routine you already have, and I call that an anchor, and you put the new behavior right after your existing routine. So for flossing, for example, that fits naturally after brushing.
Let me just ask you one question, because the number one resolution this time of year is to lose weight. Maybe it's tied with exercise, but let's talk about losing weight. It doesn't seem like that's as natural as something like flossing your teeth, because it's not something you already do.
Yeah, you know, when you look at something like losing weight, that's actually not a behavior. And so what people need to do is take that aspiration, you know, lose weight, and figure out what are the behaviors they want to do that will help them lose weight. And so that's actually the hardest part for most people is, you know, for whatever reason, people want to think in this abstract way, but you've got to get specific. It's what's the specific set of behaviors, and then you design for those behaviors.
I'm talking with Dr. BJ Fogg of the Persuasive Tech Lab at Stanford University. In watching your TED Talk, there's one other element, and that is to psychologically reward yourself. That's a grand way of saying what you tell people to do.
Yeah, I call it celebration. So after you do the tiny behavior, I encourage people to find a way to basically congratulate themselves. A lot of people just say, I'm awesome. Some people do a fist pump. Some people literally do a short little dance. And the reason that matters is if you can make yourself feel positive, and a positive emotion after doing the new tiny behavior, you're going to want to do that new behavior again. Your brain's going to want to do it because it knows it's going to feel good right after.
What if I fail?
Well, you know, that's in the tiny habits method, it's really all about practicing and revising. I believe creating habits is a skill, a lot like learning to play a musical instrument or learning to cook or learning to dance. It's about practicing, and when it's not working, revising. So failing, and I don't really use that word in the method, but when something's not quite clicking, redesign it. Figure out, is this a tiny behavior I really want? Have I put it in the right place of my day? Am I celebrating effectively? So when it comes to behavior change, I really think people should forget about willpower and not think about changing their behavior in terms of willpower motivation, and think about more, it's a design issue. How do I redesign my life or my routine in order to do these behaviors that I want to do that will then lead to outcomes like weight loss or stress reduction or what have you?
BJ Fogg, what tiny behavior are you going to change for your 2014 resolution?
You know, I have created, I don't know how many tiny habits over the last 3 or 4 years, dozens, so many that you actually you don't remember that you ever created a habit. They just become part of your life. One that I'm going to start doing is sketching every day. And I'm not a great artist at all, but I think it would be fun to get better at sketching. And so the tiny behavior isn't actually drawing a sketch. It's just opening up the sketchbook. that's going to be the habit I work on, and I'm going to place it a certain part of my day where it fits and see how it goes.
That's BJ Fogg, behavioral psychologist and director of Stanford University's Persuasive Technology Lab. I told him my tiny habit change was going to be breathing between each bite of food I eat, and he told me that was too hard. So I'm going to breathe mindfully once every meal, and then we'll take it from there. It's The Record.